It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couch bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
We're about ready for an answer.
Welcome to the Ralph Noah Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set for College Hoops today, and we're going to be back with Insight and the Tip right after this.
Well, health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Fortune, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
With that, we welcome you back once again to the Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're going to try to find statistics for the game, even though they're really not up on the website. We're going to hope for the best here. It is senior day here in the Nolan Gymnasium, and Benedictine is playing host to Baker University. Welcome back, everybody. Benedictine. Lady Ravens coming into the ball game today at 17-9, 9-7 in the conference as they shut the lights off. I got it. And Baker comes in at 7-18, 3-13 in the heart. Let's take a look at the starters first of all for Baker and head coach Justin Reed. They're going to be starting 5'7" junior Macy Frost from Baldwin City. Adavina Sext is the 5'10" junior Brooke Habeck. Ashley Griffiths from Corner, Texas. She's a 6'1 senior, 6 foot tall, out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Freshman Sophia Barrett and Sarah Oka. She's from Spain. She's a 5'10 senior. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and head coach Jack Balsam, it will be 5'6 freshman Kennedy Nicholson from Goddard, Kansas. From Merritt, Kansas, Aaliyah Rain, a 5'8 junior. Maple Plain, Minnesota native Natalie Samarin, a senior, 6'2". They're going to have 5'10" Skyler Washington, a senior from Gardner. And a senior, 6'1" out of Hare, Oklahoma, Allie Brzowski. So those are the starters for Benedictine and Baker here today. Baker and Florence Orange. Let's talk Tennessee. With kind of a navy and white lettering, a trim, Benedictine and a home white with red and black. For Benedictine, got a raft of seniors here today with Natalie Samarin and Skylar Washington and Allie Brzozowski. You got Heather Runabaugh, the senior. You got Anna San Juan. So for Benedictine, five seniors on senior day here this afternoon. Looking out on the court for Benedictine, hoping to see the return of Kyra Mistyranka. But not only is she not suited up, I do not see her in the gym. I thought I saw her walking across campus a while ago, but she is very, very definitely not suited up. And so for, gosh, the third, fourth, fifth game now, Kyra continues to be not on the bench. Benedictine coming home today for the first of their two final home games of the year. They've defeated Baker earlier this season, 46-42. That is the lowest scoring game of any game in this conference this season, a total of 88 points. So you tell me, great offense, great defense, no offense, it doesn't matter. Lady Ravens came out with a win in that one. The ball up, tip of the wing, it'll be controlled down by Baker. Lady Wildcats have the basketball to begin things, and with that, we are underway. Baker's going to drive it to the free throw line, dump it back over to the right side, where a quick three is launched and failed. And a rebound is going to be chased down by San Juan, who gets the start as a senior here today. So Benedictine starting not the people that you would expect or the people who are listed, but in fact they are starting their seniors here today. Heather Runabaugh, Anna San Juan, Natalie Samarin, Scott Washington, Allie Brzozowski. The five seniors getting the start, so disregard the listed started seniors today. The shot is up and good, and Samarin puts Benedictine in front, 2-0. Lady Ravens hitting it with 9:20 to go here in the opening quarter. Feed over to the left side, and a driving lamp is going to be up and in for Baker. Knocking that one down is going to be, I think it may be Macy Frost. Very hard numbers to read out on the court. I'm giving it to Macy. Frost will get it. Turnaround baseline. Jump shot good out of Brzozowski. Benedictine leading it here at 4-2. We're just over a minute into the ball game. 8:45 to go in the opening quarter. Baker coming back up the floor with it. Around to the left side. That is going to be Macy Frost. Comes out on top. A three is launched. It fails again. And rebounding it down is going to be Benedictine. Samarin coming down with the basketball. And here comes San Juan. Anna San Juan around to the right side, drives into the middle, does a nice job of ballooning the defender, then passes up a wide-open shot, going instead to Brzozowski, who has it slapped out of her hands and knocked out of bounds. It will come back in to Benedictine in front of the music section on the south end of the gym. 8:15 to go in the opening quarter. It is 4-2, the BC Lady Ravens with the early lead here in this game at the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Good to have you along. Skyler for three gets it. Skyler Washington gets a three-point shot. Lady Ravens go up now 7-2 with 8 minutes to go in the first. Up floor with the basketball and into the forecourt with it is going to come Sophia Barrett. Barrett will dish it over to the right side to Oka. Oka comes back over to the right wing. Frost, BC and A. Looks like a bit of a player D. Now driving in. Multiple steps later, the shot is up, and it's on the floor, rolling around. And Samarin's going to clear it away. Benedictine up the floor, over to the right side. Runabaugh passes up the three-point shot. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Heather goes around to the left side. Brzozowski won't pass it up, and she will hit it. Allie Brzozowski has five, and Benedictine has exploded to a huge lead. And Baker, seeing the writing on the wall, takes the timeout. Taking a break with the Lady Wildcats, who are in trouble with 7:28 to go in the opening quarter. It's Benedictine 10, Baker 2.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Back with you here in the Norland Gymnasium. Happy to have you with us here this afternoon. Nothing yet. Yes. No. Baker has the basketball coming out of the timeout. Sean is going to go up. It's going to miss, and we're going to have a foul called. I don't know against whom it's going to be. The official's very slow to act, and it's going to come over, and it's going to be against Baker. And apparently Baker has, we'll see who it is. Looked like he put up 31. There's no 31 out of the floor. Benedictine coming up court with the basketball nonetheless. Ravens will have it out on top. It's going to be Samarin back over to the left side. San Juan looks into the middle, a little bit of a head fake. Tries to drive in on her defender, crosses over underneath, kicks it over to Skyler, who's wide open and hits a three. Sure, Washington, couple of threes down with Benedictine, pushes to a 13-2 lead. 6:46 to go in the opening quarter, and Benedictine with the upcourt slap away of the basketball. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Runabom. Lady Ravens in front by 11 with 6:45 to go in the first. Not a particularly large crowd, a hearty crowd. These are the real fans who show up today on a nice Saturday to honor the seniors who deserve and should have that kind of respect. Here's a pass down to the baseline, thrown away by Baker. So hats off to the great fans who have made the trip here to the Nolan this afternoon. 13-2, Benedictine in front, and San Juan comes out, Samarin comes out, Kennedy Nicholson into the game for Benedictine. You're going to get Twyla Karaskio coming in. Lady Ravens on offense, up 11. Up four with it is going to come Kennedy. Over to the right side. Runabom cuts to the free throw line. Give and go underneath. Brzozowski, there's two. Ali Brzozowski has seven. Give and assist in the middle to Heather Runabom. And it is now 15-2. Lady Ravens. The feed will come into the lane. Back again. The turnaround shot is going to be up and good. First point of the game for Brooke Haybeck. Back up, down, up the court comes Benedictine. 5:55 to go in the first. Over to the left side, Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson will drive around to the top, cut into the lane, dish it over to Runabom again, pass it up for three, goes into the lane, dishes over to Twyla. It comes out on top, Brzozowski. She will cut in, split two defenders, and hit two more. Allie Brzozowski. 17-2, Benedictine by 15. 5:36 to go. Now it would be important for the Lady Ravens to keep their foot on the throttle. Here's the point in the game where you can just fall away and say, okay, we're in pretty good shape, and not continue to attack. Huge for the Lady Ravens to attack, win this game by 40 today. 5:20 to go, down to the baseline right, trying to back in, dropping an elbow. Hook shot is going to be up off the rim two times, and it will fall in. And that, again, is going to be Brooke Haybeck. Haybeck has four, and at 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter, Benedictine now leads at 17-6. The lob to the right side to Brzozowski. She's above the block, on the floor a couple of times, backs in, twist, turn, no room, needs help, comes back out on top to Twyla. She'll dump it over to the left side, Runabom. Heather will drive down to the baseline, cut across, goes in, goes up, gets fouled, coming to the line. The foul is going to be on Baker's Macy Frost. It'll be her first, and for Baker, there's really nothing to do if you're Wildcat head coach Justin Reese. You make some wholesale substitutions. You put four in, probably should have put in five. 4:45 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine leading it 17-6. Here's a baseline three. Skyler, that one is going to rim out, no good. And a rebound coming down to the Lady Wildcats. Baker up the court with a basketball. Quickly over to the right side, and again, we're having trouble getting the new players in the lineup. Here's the feed to the right side. The shot is going to be up and off the window and good. BC's lead now has cut to 9, and this is what we talked about earlier. With a massive lead, you've got to continue to throttle the opponent. Benedictine needs to continue to pursue this. Here's a pass coming out on top. Alea Raines in the game now for Benedictine. She'll drive to the right side. She gets inside. She was going to go for an easy layup, and trying to stop her, tips the foul for Baker. It's going to be number 31, Caitlin Cole. So Caitlin Cole will have her first foul. And Skyler will come out of the game. In for Benedictine comes Riley Wade. Riley Wade, a transfer into this program this year. They're still waiting for her to develop. She averages 1.9 points a game for the Lady Ravens. Here's a drive into the middle by Samarin. She'll turn, head fake twice, puts a shot up, draws a foul. She's coming to the free throw line. Just in time, 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Benedictine in front, 17-8. Samarin coming to the free throw line. And again, wait to see against whom the foul is called. That information not shared. The free throw is going to be up. It will not go in for Samarin. She's got 2 points so far today. Still a 17-8 Benedictine advantage. They've led by as many as 15 here this afternoon. Second free throw on its way. She will hit that one. Give her half of her free throws. It is an 18-8 BC lead. Back down the floor with it. Lady Raven is bowled over, lying on the floor. The shot in the middle is going to be up and good. 18-10 with 3:40 to play in the first quarter. Harris Keough swings it over to the left side to Riley Wade. Now down it goes to Nicholson to the baseline left. She'll cut across, go underneath, little reverse layup, way too weak. Rebound pulled down by Samarin, and she's going to have it knocked out of her hands. It's out of bounds, back to Benedictine, down to the baseline. Much to the protest of head coach Justin Reese. The guy at the baseline won't listen. The guy at the 28-foot line, can't get him to listen either. Ravens will be putting it in. 3.5 to go in the first. BC right side, range, drive, shoots, gets fouled. This foul is going to be on Baker, and committing that foul is number three. We don't have number three. 3:27 to go. Free throw. It's up and good. First point of the ball game for Aaliyah Raines. One more shot coming up here for the senior from Jeff West. Second free throw. Perfect. She'll get them both. BC goes up now. I think it should be 20-10. Again, we don't have any scores coming up on the scoreboard. 3:24 and rolling along. Back up over the basketball and down the right side. It'll come. Baker with the ball. Kicks it off on top. Squaring up. There's the three. Launched and hit. Knocking that one down for Baker is going to be 33. 3 minutes left. That was Emma Cunningham for Baker. Here's a three for Benedictine. Riley Wade will score. Riley Wade hits that bucket, and with one shot, is 50% over her game scoring average. 2:47 to go in the first quarter. Benedictine's lead now, 23-13. I'm not sure if that's right either. Here's a feed over to the left side. The ball's going to get away, and it's going to roll around. It's out of bounds, and let's see where it's going to go. The officials taking a lot of time. They will say, is it Baker? Yeah, they're going to give it to Baker at their offensive end. Looking in. The ball in the lane and reaching into Samarin, picking up a foul. Natalie will have her first foul of the afternoon, and it will be Emma Hadjijovicek out of Bosnia who gets fouled. They'll come back in again to the Lady Wildcats. 2, 3, 4, 5. Looking in. Baker's having a hard time getting it in. Finally, they will bring it in to the Bosnian. It'll come over to the right side. The dish will drop back. They'll start right, drive left, bring it back out on top. Plenty of time, shot clock to 13. Benedictine's player defense, giving Baker some hard times, and now we're going to have a foul called. It's going to be on Kennedy Nicholson. It'll be her first foul of the game for Benedictine. It'll be team foul two. So now Benedictine is going to bring Brzezowski back in the game, and Twyla will check out. All the stats are the same. Up court with it, Benedictine. 23-13. According to the scoreboard up here with 2:15 to go in the first. Nicholson, and if she puts up a three, she's going to be having that wiped away. Brzezowski picks up an offensive foul. It'll be her first. Team foul 3-4, Benedictine. Back up with it will come. Baker into the forecourt. Just over two to go in the opening quarter. 23-13, Benedictine with a double-digit lead. They've had a much larger lead already in the game. Skip pass over to the left side, backing it off the block, into the lane. The hook shot is going to be up and well off the mark. Rebounding it down, off the miss, comes Benedictine. Back up the floor with it. Off the miss by Brooke Habeck. Here comes BC. Ravens around to the right side. The lob down underneath. Little head fake. Shot is going to be up and good. Samarin for two. So Natalie with a couple of more. That gives her five today. 25-13 at Benedictine. Minute and a half to go in the first. Ball's going to be knocked away by Raines. It's on the floor. Raines crawls. Gets on her feet. Picks it up. Goes in. Gets fouled. No whistle. And a missed shot is rebounded back down by Baker. Wildcats coming up the floor. They'll swing it over to the left, and there's a travel. Yeah. Again, young people call it the Eurostep. The officials and the basketball knowledgeable people will call that a travel. That's what happened there with 75 seconds ago in the opening quarter. They're 25-13, Benedictine up a dozen. And up the floor with them will come Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy will walk it up with the left hand, crossing at the center, dumps it over to the left side to Brzezowski, comes out on top, now to Samarin. Standing on the three-point line, comes over to the left, the feet underneath. Brzezowski twists, turns, reverses, shoots, and misses. And a rebound down to Baker. Brooke Habeck coming up with the ball, and up the floor with it will come Sophia Barrett. Barrett out on top to Habeck, and they'll rotate it around to the right side into the hands there of Sarah Oka. 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine up a dozen, driving in again, multiple steps, but this time a foul occurred prior to the travel. And let's see which Raven commits this one. It'll be another one on Kennedy Nicholson. And having not started, she's gotten quickly into foul trouble, picking up now her second. Ravens are going to take Wade out of the game and Nicholson out of the game. Back in for Benedictine will come Ronnebaum and San Juan. 41 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Baker coming to the free throw line. Long look, shot up, good. And I believe that may be Sarah Oka. Takes her time, studies it. Doing a little Jedi mind thing with the rim. Long look, still looking now, we'll shoot and score. It worked. A couple of points now for Oka. 25-15. Benedictine up 10. Lady Ravens coming to the forecourt. San Juan brings it across. She's got four defenders on her. Now the feed over the right side. Brzezowski does not see Ronnebaum, but shoots and scores on her own. Allie Brzezowski, 2, 4, 6, 8, 11 points now. 27-15, Benedictine. Shot clock's off. We're down to 15 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens leading it by a dozen. They've led by as many as 15 already today. Cass comes out on top. Here's Habeck with it. Looks to the middle. There's no room. Back over to the right side. 5 seconds. The pass out on top. Driving left. Going in. And again, no travel called. And over the top, is there no foul call? There's not. It's the end of the first. One quarter in the book here in the Nolan in the ladies' game. The first of our double dip today. Benedictine 27, Baker 15.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
The Baker coaching staff is coming up, checking the scoreboard and the scorebook, and I'm surprised whoever's keeping the Benedictine book is not up there checking on it too, because no streaming stats, the information not getting up on the scoreboard. It is now, I think they've just decided to give up on it and just leave it black. Let's go to the second quarter for the Lady Ravens. A great start to the game for Allie Brzezowski with 11. Got a Washington, a half a dozen. Natalie Samarin with 5, 3 for Riley Wade, and 2 for Aaliyah Raines. Guys, game coming up after this one, an anticipated 4 o'clock tip-off for the men's game. So stick around with us for that. See who Baker is going to bring out of the court. I see Griffin and Habeck out there. Got Barrett. And we just have to pick him up. Looks like it's going to be Not sure who that is. There we go. Lady Ravens with the basketball. 9:50 to go and just underway here in the second quarter. Out on top with it, San Juan gets it over to Runnerbaum. She'll work her way around to the left side. Tries to feed in the middle, gets it there. Samarin loses the handle and gets fouled. Another Baker foul, another unhappy look across the way by Wildcat head coach. That is Justin Reese. Here's a three for Skyler. Yes. Skyler Washington with 9. And for the second time this afternoon, Benedictine leads by 15. We're at 9:20 to go in the first half. Shot from the outside of the Wildcats. And Samarin rips the board down and gets tied up. We're going to get a jump ball call. Samarin getting tangled up with 6'1" Texan Ashley Griffin. BC will go to the bench and checking into the game for the Lady Ravens. You're going to get Jennifer Jacobs, the 6'1" freshman out of Wichita, Kansas. Here's a driving shot and the block, and it took exactly 1 second for Jennifer Jacobs to come in the game and pick up her first foul. I'm not sure you can do it more quickly. So for Jennifer, it'll be foul number one. It'll be Benedictine team foul, one of the second quarter. Hey, back at the free throw line, puts the first one up and in. Now I hear a horn going off, and the officials coming over the scores table. I'm not sure they know who the foul is on, and now they think, I guess they've got it squared away. So much confusion on the court at the scores table. Been a rough start here today, but not for the Lady Raven offense, who's been outstanding. Haybeck will hit both free throws, and it's 20-17. Benedictine with the lead. Lady Ravens looking to bring the ball up the court. San Juan will outlet it down the right side to Runnerbaum. Her pass underneath, and Brzezowski's all alone and misses the point-blank gimme layup. Now BC will lose the rebound out of bounds and with 9:10 to go in the opening quarter, or in the opening half. Here comes Baker back up the floor. They've cut the Raven lead down to 13. They will go into the lane. Kyler reaches across, commits a silly foul, not normally done by a senior. And that will be for Skyler Washington, her first foul on the afternoon. We're a minute gone in the second quarter. And Baker back again, coming to the free throw line. The shot is up, and it's good. With that free throw is Sophia Barrett. She's got one more shot coming up. Eyes it, sends it in. Sophia Barrett will hit both free throws, and it's 30-19 as we go inside 9 minutes to play in the half. Usually we get a set of printed halftime stats at the end of each quarter, but those failed to arrive either, so I'm sure they're having some kind of technical failure and meltdown. Here's a shot from the right side. It's up. It's no good. Rebounding back down is going to be Baker. Ashley Griffin coming down with the basketball, and Wildcats coming up the floor over to the left side. They'll drive into the middle. Their running shot is up and missing, and the rebound to Brzezowski. Here comes the BC offense. 8.5 to go in the first half. San Juan starts to the right side, alternates hands with the dribble, push pass comes out on top, run a bomb, dishes in the middle, and the pass is going to be tangled up as Jacobs did not field it cleanly. Got herself tied up with Ashley Griffin, and the jump ball will go back to Benedictine as the possession arrow is the Ravens' way. BC with the ball, leading it by 11. San Juan brings it in. JJ all alone, up and in. Excellent inbound effort for Benedictine. Gives San Juan the assist and Jacobs' first points of the game. 32-19 Benedictine. The feed into the lane, back and in. The shot off the glass is going to be up and good. Nicely done by Griffin. The 6'1" post for Baker collects her first point of the afternoon. 32-21. Skyler Washington has the ball stripped out of her hands. It'll be rescued by San Juan. Long cross-court pass, runner bomb. She'll go three. Doesn't get it to drop. And the rebound is on the floor. There's a travel. No whistle. Scooting across the floor on her knees and not being called for a travel. Baker's going to come up the floor with it. 7.5 to play in the first half. Wildcats with the basketball up on top side. It's going to be Haybeck. She'll dump it over to the right side. Gets it there to Barrett. Barrett crosses over, working against Runabomb. Throws his shoulder. No offensive foul call. Now the shot from the top of the three. That is a magnificent air ball. It was 2.5 feet short of the rim, launched by Brooke Habeck. It was straight. It was as online as you could have humanly put it. 7:17 to go before intermission. Benedictine with the ball, leading it by 11, 32-21. San Juan up the floor. She'll glide down the left side. Hook underneath. J.J. two more. Jacobs hitting another bucket. Lady Ravens stretch their lead down to 34-21. 7 to go, first half. And again, Baker head coach Justin Reese reaches deep into the bench. He's going to try to find five. Wildcats with it up top side. It's Oka. She'll go into the lane. And again, how many steps were that? And they're going to call a blocking foul on Brzozowski. No? Is that going to be on Jacobs, maybe? That's going to be Brzozowski. It'll be Allie picking up foul number two. She comes out back in for Benedictine will come. Natalie Samarin. Back at the free throw line, Sarah Oka. She's 2 of 2 at the stripe today. She's gotten her points. Free throw, yes. And it's down 34-22. 6:44 to play here in the opening half of the ladies' game. One more shot. The long, hard look. It is airborne, and it is in. 34-23, 6:40 to go. San Juan comes up the floor with it, working in front of the Baker bench. 6.5 to go in the first half. Baker shifted to a 2-3 zone. They'll feed to the free throw line. San Juan back over to the left side. Driving in, Washington throws the ball right into the hands of a defender. Taken away by Barrett, and her pass knocked away by Benedictine, but on the floor saved by Baker. Pass to the baseline, knocked away by San Juan. We got a little backyard basketball going on right now with 6:16 to go in the opening half. Out of the ball game comes Heather Ronnebaum, and checking back in for Benedictine is Aaliyah Raines. Waiting with a couple of points so far today. Still waiting for Heather to get her first two, though. Come. Feed over to the left side. Baseline shot for three. No. Rebounding it underneath. Wildcats, and it is going to be stripped away. And knocked out of bounds by Natalie Samarin. In the game for Baker, Emma. Wildcats taking a world of time, and they just never could get the ball in play. And now we're going to have a foul on the inbound with an illegal screen set. The foul is going to be on Emma Cunningham. 6 foot sophomore out of Andover, Kansas. Baker's big. I mean, they go 6 foot, 6 foot, 6 foot, 6 foot, 6'3" off the bench. I mean, they bring size off the pine over there. Here's a baseline three for Skyler that's too strong. And a rebound pulled down by the Wildcats. Inside 6 to go in the opening half. Baker will bring it up the floor. That's going to be Barrett with the basketball. She'll pull up the runner. It's going to be well short, rebounding it down. Benedictine, here comes Washington, driving down, goes left, goes in, goes up too hard. Rebound, San Juan can't catch up to it. Wildcats are going to rescue it. That's going to belong to Chastity Weathers. She's out of Arkansas City. 5:25 to go. The drive, the dish is knocked away. Benedictine coming up with it. It's the jailbreak. Skyler all alone. Showtime, up and in. Skyler Washington, 11 points. 36-23, Benedictine. Just over 5 minutes to go in the first half. Baker swings it off on top. Put the ball up. There's going to be Weathers. They'll take it to the edge. Back up topside again. Dump it over to Barrett. And with the body on the floor, trying to flop and draw the foul, what are we going to have? 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the first half. That's going to be the second foul of the game for Jennifer Jacobs. So she is going to come right back out of the game. Let's set that Benedictine 5 out of the court. You got Riley Wade has just come out there. Kennedy Nicholson is in the game. Twyla Karaskio. You got Natalie Samarin, and running it out is Aaliyah Raines. Now the ball is going to be stolen by Nicholson. She is 1-on-3. Brings it down. Brings it out on top. Wisely waits for her team. Wade will have it on the left side. Back to the top. Shot clock at 19. Benedictine with a 13-point lead. At the free throw line, Twyla cuts left, stops, thinking about the shot, goes back Wade, behind the back pass, Twyla's jumper, no. Gets your own rebound, on the floor once, follows up, no. This time the board is going to be swept away, and Baker will come back up the floor with it, 4:15 to go in the half. Wellenkamp into the forward court, dish it back over to the left side, here's an unobstructed three that is up, and it is good. Sarah Oka will knock it down, and she's got 7. Inside 4 to go. First half, 36-26. Raven lead trimmed again to 10. Top side is range. She really wanted that 3, then passes it up, kicks it over to Nicholson. Back underneath to Twyla. In the middle it goes to Natalie. Backs in, dumps it back. Twyla from the baseline, way short. And rebound Baker. Lady Ravens have gotten really cold. They have scored, 4 points in the last 5.5 minutes now. Swing over to the left side. And Benedictine needs to keep the throttle wide open. The three from the outside rims off no good. Karaskio comes down with the basketball, and Kennedy Nicholson returns into the full court with it for the Lady Ravens. Nicholson out of Eisenhower High School, Goddard, Kansas. Riley Wade, skip pass to Twyla. On the floor once, drives in, is now going to call the offensive foul. And again, a great flop in the middle for the Wildcats. Well done. Chastity Weathers. Fell backwards. The foul on Benedictine, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Again, the Benedictine offense has suddenly gone AWOL. 3:09 to go in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. It's Benedictine's Lady Ravens 36, Baker 26.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Opening half, David Benedictman out of the court, coming out of the timeout. Aaliyah Raines and Kennedy Nicholson will be at the top side. You've got Karaskio and Wade Samarin at the 5. Benedictine going to press a little bit on the inbound. See how Baker handles it. They'll dish it over to the left side. Still in the backcourt. Now it's back at the free throw line. Now the outlet up the floor, and they're going to throw that thing into the crowd. Well defended by Benedictine, poorly executed by Baker. And inside 3 to go in the half. Lady Ravens up 10. Back up court with it. Nicholson with the left-hand dribble, takes it across at the center circle. 2:50 to go before intermission. Here's Aaliyah Raines with it on the left side. She'll play off the screen by Karaskio. Out on top of the way, now into the right corner. They'll feed it to Twyla. Back to Natalie. Rotates shot up off the back of the rim and carries out way out on top. Taken down by Haybeck, and back up with Wacom Baker. Lady Ravens are going to drop back defensively this time, and Baker's able to take it across the timeline. 2.5 to go before half. Here's a 15-footer from the left. It's up and in. Nice shot up by Barrett. Sophia Barrett makes it a single-digit game. 36-28, so the Lady Ravens have seen their lead from earlier cut in half. Out on top, here's Riley Wade for 3. Clanks off the backboard, way out over the front of the rim, missing it. Rebound back down again to Baker. Lady Wildcats up court, baseball pass up the floor, is batted away by Twyla, and Benedictine is going to pick it up. Coming up the floor very, very slowly, Haybeck. She's the 10th person up court. Now the shot by Samarin misses. A couple of head fakes later, she goes up, hits it, plus one. Natalie Samarin hits the bucket, gets the and one. And BC will push its lead back to 10. Natalie Samarin, 7 points now. She's 1 of 2 at the free throw line this evening. This free throw's good. She is at 8. 39-28 BC. With a minute and a 50 seconds to go. And that scoreboard continues to be wrong. It is 39-28 Benedictine right now. Baker puts the ball in play. Chip pass over to the left side. Baker still not across the timeline. Now we'll get it across on the drive. Just in time by Macy Frost. Frost left. There's no one over here defending on the wing. And the three-point shot misses. Offensive rebound followed up. And a Lady Raven foul. The defense very confused. And assignments were missed. Foul is going to be on Kennedy Nicholson. And Kennedy in a little bit of trouble now. She picks up that foul. I can't believe she hasn't just walked over to the bench. Kennedy pulling the, if I don't look a coach, maybe he won't take me out card. But that wasn't going to work because she has three fouls here in the opening half. Free throw is up and hangs on the rim and it will fall in good. Caitlin Cole at the free throw line. Hits the first and misses the second. 39-29. BC up 10 with a minute and a half to go before intermission. On the left side is going to be Reigns. Back out on top. Brzezowski. She launches the three. Comes up short. Allie Brzezowski with that shot put. Three-point shot that comes from just off the shoulder. Running shot in the middle is no good. And the rebound slapped around. It'll be lost out of play. And it will be Benedictine basketball. Scott Washington going to come back in for Riley Wade. So you've got Washington, Brzezowski, San Juan, Carrasquillo, Reigns. Those are your Benedictine five as we're just over a minute to go in the half. Lady Ravens with a basketball, leading it here by 10. Baker has done a nice job battling back. Here's a baseline three, Skyler, and a rebound, Wildcat. Benedictine having led by 15 early in the ball game and again in the second quarter. Baker not letting him just run away with this today. Here's the pass out on top. The feed in the middle, knocked away by Brzezowski, and as she reaches around, I suspect they are calling her for a foul. They are. Now for Allie Brzezowski, she's in the same boat with Kennedy Nicholson, and both of them are in the boat without a paddle, as it is the third foul for Brzezowski. And she will be pulled from the game. Baker will go to the bench and bring Chastity Weathers back in. More free throws for the Wildcats. This one is up and good. And for Baker, again, without stats, just trying to do a little quick map here, I suspect that of their 30 points, perhaps close to half of them have come at the free throw line. That one is also good. Benedictine has been guilty of a lot of fouls. It's 39-31. Ravens. 40 seconds to go here before intermission. Top time for the basketball, San Juan. Push pass over to Reigns. The feed in the middle of Samarin. San Juan. Head fakes her defender. Kicks it underneath to Natalie. She'll lean back, go up, miss the shot, and rebound off the hands of two Baker players. Comes back into Benedictine. Returning to the floor for Baker University is going to be Caitlin Cole, the 6-foot freshman from Richmond, Missouri. Shot clock is off, 15 seconds to go. Baker has the basketball coming up. They'll bring it across midcourt, 10 seconds, lots of time. Out to the top, Sophia Barrett. Works her way to the left with four. Barrett's just going to have to pull up and shoot this with one. Now stepping to the right side, the shot at the buzzer. That was a travel. Where's that been all game? We've got a timeout of the court as we are at halftime. We're going to be back. Halftime in the Nolan. The score, Benedictine 39, Baker 31.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast. Scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Good to have you with us here at the Nolan Gymnasium. And I'm baffled by the amount of time that has been put up on the scoreboard. Woohoo! As for some reason they have put 20 minutes up. That can't be right, I wouldn't think. I wouldn't hope. But, Joseph, I will keep you apprised of any adjustments they make to that crazy number. Between games, I understand, because they're going to do senior day things and stuff. But 20 minutes at halftime, that's more than a football game. There we go. Let's take a quick look at the scoring from the opening half. First of all, for Baker, we will have 9 points in the first half for Sarah Oka, a half a dozen by Brooke Habeck. Falls quickly to four apiece for Frost and Jones. One for Caitlin Cole and Emma Cunningham. For Benedictine, very nice half for both Skyler Washington and Allie Brzezowski. 11 apiece, Natalie Samir and Hot on their heels with 8. It was 4 and a half for Jennifer Jenkins, Bradley Wade with 3, and Leah Reese with 2. They've taken about 6 or 7 minutes off that clock. We'll make that running adjustment, Joseph, as we get away. Talked about free throws and how Baker did at the free throw line. Well, 23 shots from the floor and 11 from the free throw line for Baker. Benedictine had 34 shots in the first half. Baker, 11 of 12 at the free throw line in the first half. They hit 39% from the floor, 18 from outside, and 92 from the line for Benedictine. 44% from the floor. They hit 5 of 10 three-point shots and 4 of 5 at the free throw line. Rebounds, Baker with the lead. 18-16 for the Wildcats. Have been battled with 11 first-half turnovers. And could suspect that Wildcat head coach Justin Reese is discussing that and other issues with this club is there in the locker room here at halftime. Guys, teams are out of the court right now warming up. Don't forget we've got a huge guys game coming up here right after the ladies with an anticipated 4 o'clock tip-off. A rematch of a game from Baldwin City that Baker won in overtime, 62-60, when we were back down there earlier this season. That said, we're taking a break. Going to kick it back to Joseph of the Care Sports Studio right now with the intermission score. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 39, Baker 31. Joseph, you're doing a great job, my friend. Take it away.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Good afternoon, and it certainly looks to be a beautiful, bright, sunny afternoon. I'd like to thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedictine College Ravens basketball action as they play host to the Baker Wildcats. We'll be returning to the court in just a few minutes for the women's game. I did want to mention a little bit about the upcoming CARE Sports Studio Sports Calendar. We have got Valley Falls at Pleasant Ridge Tuesday night with the girls game right around 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine College basketball action as the Lady Ravens will take to the court against Missouri Valley Vikings at 5:30 in the evening. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Friday, we have our game of the week as we've got Horton at Marhill Mount Academy. 6 p.m. is the scheduled time for the girls' game. They do run a little bit late at Marhill Mount Academy. 8 p.m. is the scheduled time for the boys' game. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine College with the final game of the regular season in Park, Missouri, taking on Park. 2 p.m. is the scheduled time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them in women's basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area with the scores in women's basketball from the Heart of America Athletic Conference at the half. It is Evangel over Missouri Valley, 37-31. Mid-America Nazarene is trailing Mount Mercy, 44-37. Park is trailing Central Methodist. Central Methodist is on top by 30 points at 50 to Park's 20. William Penn is leading Graceland 35-22 at the half. And at the half as well, it is Grandview 35 to Peru State 21. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the Lady Ravens on top at 39 points to Baker Lady Wildcats 31. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to the big game, stop by and pick up your favorite beverages from Hundley Liquor. They have a large selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and high-quality spirits, including Atchison's own Hill American Wheat Vodka. Keep your tailgating party going strong. Stock up at Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies this afternoon with a high of 29. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. Highs around 30. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine outside. Dry with temperatures above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs from the low 50s to the low 60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's 28.9 degrees Fahrenheit in North Atchison on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club. The relative humidity is sitting at 32%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.36 inches of mercury. The dew point is 3 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a wind chill of about 25 degrees out there. Oskaloosa's checking in at 29. Horton is checking in at 30, with St. Joseph, Missouri checking in at 25. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays, and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, welcome back to the Nolan. It is good to have you with us this afternoon. Halftime of the ladies' game is winding down. Benedictine in front of Baker, 39-31. Welcome back, everybody, and many, many thanks to Joseph of the Care Sports Studio for taking such good care of us at halftime. Some things have happened already today that you don't normally notice, and some things are about to happen today that you might want to be paying attention to. For example, Skylar Washington comes in today, 21 points short of moving into the top 10 in all-time scoring. Skylar right now with 11. Not sure she's going to get 21 today, but she will move into the top 10 before the season wraps up. For Natalie Samarin, she needs one more rebound today to move to third on the career rebounding list. Coming in today, 829 rebounds. She's got five more, so it's 834. And she started today with 192, so she's going to have over 200 rebounds this season with two and a half regular season games to go. These two teams like to foul. They like to foul each other. And it's not just today. It was the last time they met, too. In fact, the first time these two teams met down in Baldwin City earlier this season, 44 total fouls called. You do the math, one foul every 54 seconds the last time these two teams played. So, that's it. We'll see how it shakes out here today. 10 of fouls already. Baker's got the ball to begin the second half, and Benedictine's going to steal it away. Total fouls so far today, 8 and 11. So, they're only at 19 so far. So, they're not far off that mark. We'll see how it goes. Baker's going to steal it back and come back up the floor. Benedictine is led by as many as 15 yards. A beautiful pass and an easy turn and the layup. It's up and good, plus one. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Benedictine, and a whistle against Skylar Washington. It'll be her second foul of the afternoon and a chance at a conventional three-point play here for the Lady Wildcats. The left-handed shot clanks around. It is no good, and back up with it will come. Benedictine. Ashley Griffin could not hit that shot. Now the Ravens are going to get one in the middle. It's up and in, plus one for Samarin. Sadly has to pick herself up off the floor. We're going to count that bucket, and this foul is going to be against Ashley Griffin. So Ashley will have her first foul of the game and a chance at a three-point play here for Natalie. She's now at 10. That free throw makes it 11. It is 42-33 Benedictine with 9:20 to play in the third quarter. Into the forecourt with the basketball come the Wildcats. Topside with it is going to be Sarah Oka. Back out to Habeck. Habeck jumps it over to the right side. Sophia Barrett goes three. It's online but too strong. And the rebound underneath for pulled down by Benedictine and Heather Ronnebaum. Here come the Lady Ravens. Samarin has it topside. Puts it on the floor a couple of times. Thought about the shot. Gets it instead to Skylar. She'll run, shoot, score. Skylar Washington. 13 points. She makes it look so easy. 44-33 Benedictine. BC back at their player defense. They are starting Heather Runnebaum and Anna San Juan, Natalie Samarin, Skylar Washington, and Twyla Kears-Keo. Here's a little hook shot in the lane. It's going to be up and in. And another bucket for Ashley Griffiths. You can see what head coach Justin Reed said at halftime. We're going to go to the middle. We're going to put the ball in the hands of our very, very tall center and see if she can't do something inside. Now here's Twyla. Kicks it back to Natalie. Backs in. Spins inside. Nice move to Marin for two more. 13 points for Natalie. And Benedictine's doing all of their scoring inside. Samarin 13, Washington 13, Brzezowski 11. Back out top, Baker with the basketball. Benedictine again up 11. A runner up and missing. Offensive board up and in. Two more for Ashley Griffin. She had 2 points in the first half. She's got six already in the first 2.5 minutes of the second half. Here's a lob underneath, and Skylar could not catch up to the pass. Back up will come Baker. 46-37 Benedictine. And we have a whistle and another foul on Skylar.
Your only source for local daily news.
7:19 to go in the third quarter. We'll have free throws taken here for Lady Wildcats. Coming to the line, it's going to be Sophia Barrett. Barrett has 4 points so far today. She is 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Takes her time, eyes up the free throw, puts it up and in. Sophia Barrett is a 68.4% free throw shooter on the season, so she is overachieving this afternoon. Second shot, airborne, she'll drain it as well. 46-39, and suddenly, remember that big Benedictine lead? They were up by 15 and just steamrolling through this. So suddenly it's cut to 7, and Baker is coming back. Lady Ravens around the left side. Kennedy Nicholson comes out on top to Natalie. Samarin cuts to the right side with the dribble, gets it over to Runnebaum. Heather goes to the right side, takes it down to the baseline, goes to Natalie. The long two is up and very short, and a rebound back down to Baker. Remember Benedictine in the first half hitting 44% of their shots and half of their threes, so not doing that here in the second half. 46-39 Lady Ravens. Here's a three from the top. Off. Rebounding it down. Nicholson. Kennedy comes up with the basketball. She'll bring it up the floor herself. No problem. We're going to get Sarah Oka. Here's Kennedy for three. That's wide, wide to the left side. No offense run there. She just came down and launched a shot. 6:15 to go in the half. Baker for three. No. And the rebound slapped away out of bounds by Twyla. She wasn't looking to tap it to anyone or try to haul it in. She was just looking to slap the ball out of bounds. Hunnebaum and Samiri coming out of the game. Wade and Brzezowski come in. Checking into the game for Baker. That is Emma Hadza Huzjanova. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. BC with the basketball and out on top with it is going to be Twyla. Way out between the circles, in fact. Right side to Wade. Skip out to the block. Backing in. Brzezowski, left-handed layup. Good. Allie Brzezowski now at 13 points. And Benedictine continues to really score from the inside. And for the most part, really not score from the perimeter. Here's a feed into the lane. Falling away. That was a shot that was really more of a prayer than a shot by Habeck. Just going to flipped it over her back of her head, behind her shoulder, and it's way off the mark. Ravens are going to rebound it back down. BC down the court with it. The pass knocked out of the hands of Kennedy Nicholson. She got double-teamed to try to go over the top. Too much taller. Defenders can't get that ball through there. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Baker's come out and played well here in the second half. Wildcats back off on top. Habeck. Feed to the free throw line. Falling away. The shot very short. The rebound out of play. Touched last by BC. Shot clock is at 7 as that thing did not draw iron. And Habeck looks exhausted as she comes off the floor. Kind of half-hearted high fives as she goes down to the bench and pulls up a chair. 7 on the shot clock, and it will come in for the Lady Wildcats at their offensive end. It'll come into Emma. The pass batted away by the Ravens, pulled back down, and the shot does not get off, does it? That shot had expired, had it not? They're going to give it to him. I thought that thing had gotten to 0, and there was a miscarriage of justice. 46-41, Ravens lead only by 5, with 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Brzezowski for the baseline, misses a shot, gets her on rebound, horses it back up and in. Brzezowski with 15. And we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Taking a break with BC. We're down to 4 minutes and 29 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens 50, Baker 41.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Full slate of games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this afternoon, including games today mostly at 2 o'clock. In fact, looked like they were all 2-4s today. Evangels at Missouri Valley today. Mid-America traveled to Mount Mercy. Park at Central Methodist. Graceland at William Penn. Peru State, the short hop over to Grandview. Looking at the conference standings right now, the Benedictine ladies, they're not in a great spot. They are in, fifth out of 7 teams in the South Division with a 9-7 conference record, but fortunately for them, they are 17-9 overall. However, in the postseason, that does not seem to matter. Now they're going to wave off that bucket from a second ago. They reviewed the film, and they're going, that's not going to set real well with Coach Reese. I don't think he realizes yet that they've just waved that shot off, I believe. Now they're coming over to the scorer's table. There's 40 and now 39. So they did take it away. I was thoroughly convinced that that shot ought not to have counted, but it got it. And so we are going to circle that one and mark it off and adjust that score to 50-39. 4 minutes and 29 seconds of play in the third quarter. So there was that. The Hart women standings in the north. Clark in front at 14-2, followed by Grandview at 13-3, and then Mount Mercy at 9-7. In the south, you've got 12-4 teams. Central Methodist in Mid-America and double-digit wins also for Evangel at 10-6. You got Valiant 9-6, Benedictine 9-7. So for the Lady Ravens, winning would get you to get one of the wild card at-large berths, which will mean teams 7 and 8. They would be one of them and have, depending on where they end up, and have a road trip to, you know, Clark or Grandview or Central Methodist or Mid-America, just depending on how it all falls. Ball's going to be lost out of bounds by Baker off the Lady Ravens. They'll have it back in with 11 on the shot clock. Baker basketball, they trail by 11. It'll come in over to the left side. The drive to the free throw line, no room, shot clock at 7. Back around to the edge, shot clock at 4. And now a double dribble with the basketball as it had gotten away for a little bit. Emery Joseph turns it over. And here comes Benedictine. Twyla putting it in play, and San Juan bringing it up the court as we're inside 4 to go in the third quarter. It is a 50-39 Lady Raven lead. They're trying to get in the middle of Brzezowski. No room, comes out on top. Here's Wade with it. Topside Brzezowski. She will cut to the left. Goes in, goes up, gets the bucket, plus one. Allie Brzezowski draws the foul on Emma Cunningham. For Cunningham, it'll be foul number 2 for Allie Brzezowski. 17 points now and a free throw to come. On its way. Yep. Allie, obviously feeling a little better. You can just see as she goes up and down the court. I don't think your knees and some of that are hurting her quite as bad today. She's moving a little more smoothly, and that is immediately reflected in how she's played today. 53-39 Benedictine. 3.5 to go in the third. Baker with the basketball. They'll have it over to the right side. And we have a foul off the ball on Twyla. So Twyla picks up the personal foul. Going to be a couple on Twyla. Benedictine is going to take out Karaskiew and Brzezowski. Jennifer Jacobs comes into the game, and back in is Aaliyah Raines. The feed off the block, the hook shot, yes. Count the bucket for Emma Cunningham, and she's got 7. 53-41 Benedictine. 3:10 to go in the third. San Juan just kind of powers her way into the forecourt. Here's Raines. Comes off the screen. The give and go to Jacobs. The ball is on the floor, being booted around like a hockey puck and picked up by Baker. They'll come up the floor. Outlet down the right side in front of the Lady Wildcat bench. Long cross court pass from the baseline left. The 3 is an air ball short. Taken off the floor on one hop by Aaliyah Raines. 2:40 to go in the third. Raines into the forecourt, comes out to the top of the key. Jacobs will handle it there. Goes to San Juan underneath. Back over to the right. Aaliyah for a long 2. Bit too much on the shot, and I think we have a foul. We do. Natalie, for some reason, decided to go in the middle and try to steal that ball away, and results in a foul. So the foul on Natalie is going to be her 2nd. Back up with the Wilcox Baker. 2:22 to go in 10 seconds. They can't get it in the forecourt. So the Benedictine offense has been outstanding, but tell you what, the defense, I feel, has played really, really well. Right now they're holding Baker to hitting 38% of their shots, 2 of 15 from the outside. And they have forced 15 Baker turnovers so far. Here's Samarin with the ball. Back over to the left side, Raines. Passes in the middle. It's going to be knocked away. 4 players are on the floor, and the official does the only thing he can do. Call a jump ball. possession arrow back to Benedictson. Out of the court for Baker right now is Weathers and Van Wielden, Joseph, Griffin, and Cunningham. Benedictine has Samarin and Reigns, Jacobs, Wade, San Juan. It is Benedictine ball. Riley Wade will put it in play in front of the Lady Raven bench, right in front of Heather. Goes to the right side. Natalie backs away with her dribble. Kicks it over to the left side to Wade. She will accelerate to the baseline, cross over, dump it over to the edge. Now back out on top. The three launch. Kennedy short. Rebound to go back down. Baker will save it in the corner. And up the floor with it, they're going to come. Into the forecourt, Emery Joseph. She'll roll it over to the right side in front of the Wildcat bench. Comes back off on top. They look into the middle. No room. Back to the point. Here's a three launch. Perfect. Knock it down. Leah Van Wielden. So Van Wielden will have her first point of the game and trims the Benedictine lead to 53-44. A minute and a half to go in the third. Stepping inside, Samarin up and in. The head fake shook her defender, and Natalie Samarin made her look bad. It is 55-44. Minute 13 to play. Here in the third, Baker takes it over to the right side. Emery Joseph passed up a wide open look. Gets it back out to Cunningham. Cunningham back again to Joseph. She goes left, dumps it off on top. Shot clock's at 6. Shot clock's at 4. The shot is up and blocked. Rebound pulled down and rolls around and somehow finds its way in. And Emma Cunningham has 9 points. It is 55-46. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Benedictine with it. And around to the left side, squaring up. Here's a three. Riley Wade, her second three of the afternoon. She hit one in the opening quarter and has one there. 58-46. And on the up court, we get a whistle, we get a foul, and it is on Anna San Juan. So San Juan will pick up the personal foul. It'll be her first today. And Benedictine is going to make a 4-player substitution. Out of the game, Reigns, San Juan, Jacobs, and Wade. The first free throw fails. One more shot coming up here for Baker. Chastity Weathers sends a second one short, misses. Rebounding it down is Samarin. Samarin is out there with Kennedy Nicholson and Allie Brzezowski. You got Skylar Washington back on the floor. And also out there is the pride of MHMA. That's Heather Runabom on the floor. 8 seconds, 7. Rolling it down toward the end of the third quarter. Shot clock's off Benedictine. Skylar launching 3. Online but missing. Rebound out of bounds as the quarter expires. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of the ladies' game. And then don't forget the men's game coming up next. Right now, though, the score. Benedictine 58, Baker 46.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
As we go to the fourth quarter, Baker continues to be led in scoring by Emma Cunningham. She is now at 9 points. Sarah Oka, 7 and a half a dozen apiece for Brooke Habeck, Ashley Griffin, and Sophia Barrett. Those are the leading scorers for Baker. For Benedictine, how about this trio of double-figure scorers with Allie Brzezowski, 18, 15 for Natalie Samarin and Skylar Washington with 13 points. Riley Wade has a couple of threes, 4 points for Jennifer Jacobs and Aaliyah Reigns with 2. For Benedictine, maybe the most remarkable part is Kennedy Nicholson, Heather Runabom, Twyla, Anna San Juan. None of them have been able to get anything on the board yet today. Raymond's doing They're damaged predominantly from the inside. We go to the fourth quarter here in the Nolan Gymnasium with Benedictine in front, 58-46. They lead by a dozen. They led by 15 on two separate occasions so far today. It's Baker basketball, and we're underway here in the fourth quarter. Wildcats work the ball up top side. The shot up off the window and good. Give that bucket to Emma Cunningham. I've got her now with 11. It is 58-48. And we're just underway here in the fourth. BC to the right side. Samarin has it out on top. Brzozowski looks in, goes to run a bomb to Samarin, back into the corner, all alone, three, got it! How about that? Kennedy Nicholson gets the first point of the evening. 61-48 BC, 9:20 to go in the game. The ball still in the backcourt, now bring it across the timeline with a nice outlet pass, driving it all the way down the left side. The runner is going to be up and good. Knocking it down is Sophia Barrett. Barrett has eight. And it's 61-50, Benedictine. Out on top, Ronnebaum. Heather goes to the left side, takes it just outside the block, brings it out on top. Now to feed to the middle of Brzozowski, who gets knocked to the floor. She's okay. Coming to the free throw line. Baker player may have gotten the worst of that, as the foul is going to be on Sophia Barrett. .840 to go. 61-50. Allie Brzozowski stepping up here. Ice it and hits it. Allie Brzozowski, not a great free throw shooter, hitting 64% of her shots this season. Drops that one right in. And next free throw, can she get to 20? She does. 20 points for Allie Brzozowski. 63-50. And Brzozowski will come out. And for Benedictine, Twyla into the game. The pass comes into the middle, and Baker, the Sophia Barrett, comes across midcourt. Rams are going to foul, and foul is going to be on Heather. That's her first foul of the game. So Heather Runnebaum will have her first foul this afternoon. Baker's going to have it back in play. 8.5 to go in the contest. Top side with the basketball. That is going to be Cunningham. Thinking about the three. Hauls it back down. Here's a runner up in and out. No good. And Runnebaum sweeps down the rebound. Kennedy Nicholson takes the pass. Comes up the court. She'll race across the timeline, takes it over to the right side. Samarin will get it up above the three-point circle, kicks it over to Skyler. She'll square, launch, shoot, too strong. Rebound off the floor by Nicholson. Benedictine will keep it alive. Samarin with it on top. 17-footer, no. And rebound down to Sarah Oka. 7:50 to go. BC by 13. What the Lady Ravens have done is they ran to that early lead. Here's a three-point shot. That's an air ball. And again, it's about 2 feet short of the rim. That one was launched by Emma Cunningham. What Benedictine did was get that quick lead right out of the gate early. And since then, they've not extended it, but they've been able to hold Baker at arm's length. The ball comes in, and Heather gets fouled, is trying to defend her, but instead just falling over the top of her is Caitlin Cole. Cole will pick up her third foul today, and BC will be putting it back in play once more. 7:40 to go. Looking in. They inbound to Samarin. Look at Natalie dribble the basketball. Now she's in some trouble. Pulls up her dribble now to Nicholson. The outlet down the left side. Kennedy dishes it over. Runner bomb. Kicks inside. Twyla alone misses it. Gets her own rebound. Goes up. Gets fouled over the back. Twyla missed a wide open shot from the inside, but alertly was able to secure the offensive rebound. And as she goes back up with the second shot, is fouled over the top by Cole, and now she is in trouble with her fourth foul. Planet's free throw, no. One more shot coming up for the 5'10 junior from Verona, Missouri. 73% free throw shooter on the season. Will miss the first but hit the second. And that is her first point today. Now, Natalie's going to check out, and Brzezowski will come back in for BC. Line up the court. Baker over to the left side. The leaner missing. Offensive rebound underneath. Followed up. Blocked by Brzezowski. Here comes Benedictine. Coach Reese is a little steamed down here on the near side, working the official, but that may be a little too late. His team down 13. Run a bomb all the way around to the left side. Gets it there to Twyla. Inside 7 minutes of play in the game. Skyler feeds back over to the left. Heather passes up the three. Kicks it to the 14-foot mark where Twyla's shot misses, and rebounding it down, Baker. 6:40 to go. I'm going to talk to Heather between games to tell her next game, 10 shots. She's got to take 10 shots for me. 64 to 50. Off the right block, Baker with the ball comes back off on top. They trail by 14. Here's a three. That's an air ball. Caught on the fly by Runabout. Heather bringing it up the floor. She gets tackled. But gets back to her feet. She's okay. Sophia Barrett commits the foul. It will be Benedictine ball from just in the backcourt. Sophia Barrett out of Cedar Rapids, the 6-foot freshman. She is tied for leading scoring on the season honors for Baker, averaging a little over 10 a game. She's got 8 here today. 64-50, BC continues to be in front with 6:10 left. Here's Kennedy for 3. Rattles it home, Nicholson. She waited to the fourth quarter to put anything on the board, but now has a couple of threes. 67-50 in this, the largest lead of the game for the Lady Ravens. 5:55 to play. Wildcats into the forecourt with the basketball. That's going to be Barrett. Comes out to the free throw line. Handled there by Cunningham. They'll swing it back over to the left edge. Trying to drive in. Dropping the shoulder down the ball. Rolling around. It's on the floor. Scrum for the ball. They'll be getting a timeout. Yeah, that was a good call by Coach Reese. Baker taking a break. We'll do it, Joseph. What are you saying? With 5:40 to play in the ladies' game. It's Benedictine 67. Baker 50.
It's happening again this Sunday. There's a big football game, and Hundley Liquor is celebrating. On the way to your watch party, stop by Hundley Liquor, pick up your favorite beverages, and check out their giveaways. They've got a large selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and high-quality spirits. Keep your party going strong with Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium. 5:40 to play in the ladies' game. Benedictine has put together their largest lead of the afternoon. They're in front, 67-50. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph's our man in the studio. Tom Counts with you here. And don't forget, on Senior Day here this afternoon in the Nolan, the guys' game coming up after this one with an anticipated 4 o'clock start. We'll see how that all works out. Should be pretty doggone close. The ball comes into Griffin, and it's going to be stolen away by Riley Wade. BC up court. Wade goes right side. Skyler stops, pops, nope. Rebound, batted away, and Brzezowski is over the top. And for her, that'll be 4 fouls today. Allie Brzezowski with a foul now in each quarter. She checks out with a sheepish grin, and back in will come Natalie Samarin. Got to remember, Benedictine is limited with the big sale. They don't have Kyra right now, and so they're really working hard keeping Allie and Natalie out of the court. Ravens press, and now it's going to be stolen. It doesn't matter the 10-second call. And they never got that thing to the top of the key in the backcourt. But Benedictine defense outstanding. put the ball in play. Will be Benedict and Kennedy Nicholson to bring it in and out on top to Wilder. She'll run all the way to midcourt to grab that thing. Gets it back to Kennedy. Over to the right side. Wade. She'll accelerate. Go to the baseline. Falling away. Puts the shot up and misses. Rebound. Pull back down. Natalie puts up and misses. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and misses. And then gets fouled. Somebody's got a headband on the floor. Oh, that's going to be Natalie. 5 minutes to play in the game. 67-50 the Lady Ravens. As Benedictine is looking for his 18th win of the season and their 10th conference win here today. Looking in, having trouble getting it there, and finally it'll come out to Twyla up top side. Right to the left side, Garris Keogh comes out on top, Riley Wade. 4:50 to go. Shot clock at 4, shot clock at 3. Wade's going to have to put a shot up. She won't get it off in time. And rebound. They're going to say she got it off, but doesn't matter. Does not go in, and the rebound back down to Baker. Wildcats up the floor. They trail by some 17 points with 4.5 minutes to play, and on the upcourt play, Riley Wade picks up a foul. So for Riley, it will be foul number 1 this afternoon. 4:34 to go. Tell you what, between these two teams, ton of fouls called in that first meeting. Not so many here today. Baker with the ball, comes to the free throw line, 15-foot runner. It is up and it is good, and that is Sophia Barrett. She gets the double-figure scoring, and Baker takes a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. What do you say? We've still got 4:20 to go in here in the ladies' game. It's Benedictine 67, Baker 52.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Benedictine Lady Ravens looking to break what for them has been just a tough three-game losing skid. And right now they're in a pretty good spot, leading it by 15 with 4 minutes to go. BC with the lead with the basketball cross court. It goes. Wade looking for her third three today. That one won't happen. Rebound on the ground, and Baker's going to clear it away. Up with the basketball is going to be Emma Cunningham. She'll bring it down, take it over to the right side. They're running shot. It's up and in. Count it, plus one for the Wildcats. The foul is going to be the fourth today by Kennedy Nicholson. So Brzezowski with 4, Nicholson now with 4. Anna Brzezowski coming back into the game also. Returning to the court for Benedictine senior, Heather Ronabob. Via Barrett. Free throw rolls in. She's got 13 points now today. BC with the basketball. Finding some full court pressure, and Kennedy turns it over. Barrett pulls up and hits two more. And Benedictine kind of getting a little trouble here all of a sudden. We're going to take a break with the Lady Ravens. 3:42 to go. Baker stumbling back. It's Benedictine 67, Baker 57.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Here's a crazy statistic for you. Benedictine comes into the game today having lost 3 in a row. We've talked about that. In the last 10 years, Benedictine has only lost more than three in a row two times, and those are both four loss streaks they've snapped. Brzezowski with the basketball will turn, shoot, miss. Rebound underneath Samarian, goes up, has it blocked, but gets her own rebound and puts it up and in anyway. Natalie Samarian with 17. 3:15 to go, BC. Up 69-57. Here's a three. Oh, a dagger from deep on the left side. Tremendous shot from the outside by Sarah Oka. She is at 10 points now, and it's 69-60. 2:55 to play. Kennedy Nicholson skips it over. Run a bomb. Has a shot blocked away. She hesitated, going with a little head fake, and the defender closed the gap and got a hand on it. Back up with it will come Baker. Here's the three from the left side. Another one knocked down by Oka. Back-to-back threes, and Baker's back in this thing at 69-63 with 2.5 to go. This game is not over. Benedictine led by 17, 3 minutes ago? And Baker is on a 13-2 run right now. BC with the ball over to the right side. The lob underneath. Samara, beautiful entry pass, Natalie for two. 19 for Samara. Gives Skylar Washington a beautiful assist, 71-63. And we have 2 minutes left. Lady Wildcats doing a great job of not giving up on this thing. They have battled and pushed back and fought back. And here's a driving shot. And again, how many steps they're going to get for the bucket. That was a four-step drive after she picked up the basketball. The foul is going to be on Nicholson, and I've got her for five. So Kennedy is going to foul out of the ball game with a minute 51 to play, ending with a half a dozen points on two fourth-quarter threes. And back they come to the free throw line. Long look at it. The shot, good. So the completion of the three-point play for Sarah Oka, and she has scored 9 points in the last, minute and a half perhaps? It is 71-66. Baker back to within five. BC on offense. We've got a minute 40 to go. Lady Wildcats have not given up on this game, and they are continuing to play very, very well. Lady Ravens are running a little motion now. They're just trying to milk some time off the clock. Out on top is going to be San Juan. Feet in the middle. It's going to be Samarin with it. Six on the shot clock. Run a bomb. She's going to have to put this shot up. No. Dishes it over. San Juan for three. Hits the side of the backboard. Rebounding it down. Baker, here they come. Wildcats trailing only by five with a minute 15 to go. The ball comes over to the right side. Lost for a moment, but recovered. Driving into the middle. The shot from 12. Up, rolls, gone! Baker's within three. Sophia Barrett hits the bucket. Now the Lady Ravens fighting some full court pressure. We have a huge collision and a foul in the backcourt. The foul is going to be on Oka. It's only her second foul today. That's not a bad foul. You're going to put Benedictine at the free throw line. Now, what you have done is put a really good free throw shooter. You got Washington at the line. 62% at the free throw line. That was perfect. So Skylar Washington has her 14th point of the game. 72-68. That one in and out. No rebound. Pulled down by Samarin. Missed the shot. Rebound Baker. And we have a foul or we get a timeout? We're going to get a Baker timeout. Taking a break here with just under a minute to go. 56 seconds left in the game. It is a game. Benedictine 72, Baker 68.
Stop by Atchison and Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Benedictine was up 17 points just a little bit ago, but in the last 4 minutes and 32 seconds, Bakers outscored the Lady Ravens 18-5 and got themselves right back in this game. It's a 72-68 lead for Benedictine. The good news is it is four, so it is a two-possession lead. You got Samarin and Brzezowski out there. You've got Reigns, Washington, and San Juan. Reigns has gotten pretty limited PT, it feels to me like, this afternoon. So for Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson has already fouled out. Brzezowski is out there with four fouls. Baker brings the ball in play. They've got it up on top, over to the right side. They don't need a three, but they take a three, and it won't go in. Rebound, out of play, and it's going to be Raven basketball. Touching it last was Emma Cunningham. Into the game for Baker is going to be Chastity Weathers and Ashley Griffin. So I suspect for Coach Reese, this is an offense-defense rotation. Benedictine by four with 45 seconds to play. Long upcourt pass, Skyler has it across the timeline. She gets boxed up there. Looking to get rid of it. Goes over to the right side to San Juan. Shot clock at 18. San Juan gets grabbed and fouled. And there's going to be the whistle on Brooke Habeck. Brooke Habeck came out of the blocks, really playing hard for this team. And Finn only scored two in the second quarter on a couple of free throws and has not scored since. Never scored in the third and hasn't scored yet in the fourth quarter. Coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. It's going to be Anna San Juan. Anna looking for her first point tonight, or this afternoon. The free throw? No. As San Juan comes to the free throw line, are you ready for this? She's one of two on the season at the free throw line. This one is good. So now she's two of four, and we've got a Baker timeout. Taking a break with Coach Reese with now 32 seconds to play. It is Benedictine 73, Baker 68.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum,
you can hear the Benedictine Pep Band in the background as we're down to just over a half a minute to play here in the ladies' game. Guys' game supposed to start at 4, probably going to be just a little bit later than that, but right now, the matter at hand is Lady Ravens securing what would be for them their 18th win of the year, 10th conference victory over a Baker team that has struggled all season. Baker coming into the game, they're 7-18 on the year. They are 3-13. In the conference, and yet they have battled back today to get Benedictine all they wanted after a very, very slow start. All right, here we go. For the Lady Ravens, Ronnebaum, Reigns, Samarin, Washington, Brzezowski. The shot by Baker blocked, and our Benedictine foul on Brzezowski's out. Allie Brzezowski will be the second Benedictine player to foul out of the game. Coming here with 31 seconds to play. And what about this? 20 points today for Allie Brzezowski. It'll be Twyla coming into the game for BC. And stepping to the free throw line is Brooke Habeck. Two of two at the free throw line this evening. Habeck eyes it, shoots it. No. One more shot. Getting a bit of a long, hard look. Doesn't hit that one. Is this a three-shot foul? This free throw is good. It is 73-68. 69 should be. 28 seconds left, and we have another foul. This one against Baker. They accomplished that very quickly. The foul is going to be on Oka and Skyler Washington. That's the one coming to the free throw line. And again, I think that, there we go. They got that point up now for Baker. Skyler coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. One of two today. This one is no good. A tremendous shooter, but Skyler, a 62% free throw shooter. One more shot. Up. Way short. Rebound, Baker. And here they come, trailing by only four. So they don't need a three here. Not stolen by Skyler. She picks a pocket, comes down the court, and is going to get fouled. Skyler Washington, that was absolutely a thing of beauty. As she reached in on the player controlling the ball, driving it up the floor, she just reached in and took it away off the dribble and went the other direction. Did not lay it up, did not try to kill some time as she was caught very quickly and fouled from behind. It scatters back at the line for a couple of more. This one will be perfect. That is a 5-point game now. One more shot. Up and in. Benedictine by six. 75-69. And we'll have another timeout. Yep, Joseph, these coaches are going to talk about this final couple of possessions. We're taking a break with 19 seconds to go. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 75, Baker, 69.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Men's game coming up here on Kent Radio before long, but right now the business at hand is Benedictine women, Baker women. Game 75-69, Lady Ravens in front with 19.9 to play. For Coach Folsom and the Lady Ravens, it will be Natalie Samarinid, Heather Runabaugh, Aaliyah Rain, Lila Carrasquillo, and Skyler Washington. It'll be put in play for the Lady Wildcats in the backcourt by Brooke Habeck. Brooke will bring it in and gets it quickly into the hands of Sophia Barrett. Ravens double her up in the backcourt, trying to make her take as much time as possible to get it up the floor. Gets it over to Sarah Oka. Oka drives, cuts to the right side. Doesn't need a two. Shot up, missing. Rebound Samarin, who gets tripped and falls to the floor. And the battle for the loose basketball continues. That was crazy. That was just nothing but all-out hustle on the other end of the court by Leah Van Wielden. And we will have a foul that will put Benedictine on the line again with 3 seconds to play. It's going to be a very hard-fought win for the Lady Ravens here today over a Baker team that would not give up. Samarin's free throw is up and good. Natalie is so good at the free throw line. I mean, no one is automatic, but tell you what, she's like an 86 or 7% free throw shooter. Of course, now she'll miss that second one. 76-69. That's the final score. We'll be back here in the Nolan to wrap it up again. Benedictine wins it. 76-69 over Baker.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in the NOLA Gymnasium. The ladies with a huge win here this afternoon, 76-69 over Baker. A look at the scoring here today. Wow, where should we begin? Let's talk about Lady Wildcats as Baker, led by Sophia Barrett, 19. Sarah Oka, 18. Emma Cunningham with 9. 8 today for Ashley Griffin. It was a 7-point game for Brooke Habeck. You had Emma Hadzohusjovana. How about that? That's a handful. She had 4-3 for Leah Van Wilden and Caitlin Cole with 1 for the Benedictine Lady Ravens. Well, my numbers don't match exactly because there is 20 points for Allie Brzezowski. I've got her for 20, but officially Allie Brzezowski 22, Skylar Washington 19, Natalie Samarin 18. How about that? Those three rolling up almost 60 points. Kennedy Nicholson, a couple of threes today. Jennifer Jacobs with 4. Riley Wade hit a 3. Aaliyah Raines 2. Twyla with 1. Anna San Juan with 1 here today. The Benedictine women moved to 18-9, 10-7 in the conference. Baker drops to 3-14 and 7-19 on the season. We're going to take a little bit of a break. They're going to recognize the seniors from the boys and girls teams, and we'll be back to bring you the guys game, the second half of our Raven Hoops doubleheader shortly. Again, the final score in the ladies contest, it was Benedictine 76, Baker 69. We'll return here to the Norman, but in the meantime, you are in the very, very capable hands of Joseph back at the Care Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.